So the Ezra Shem learned Daf Gimel of Mesavtes Meila. Some of the topics we're learning about include the continuation of the Machlekes in the case of Shachtu Madarm Bekibuldam Betzafen, Betzafen Bekibuldam Bedarm, I Olu Maosha Yerdu. There was a Shin Mokim in the first Avodah of Kachikachim, the Shechit of a Kabbalah were done in the wrong place, but the Emun were already placed onto the Mizbeach, must the Emun be removed from the Mizbeach or not? And Rav Yis's proof from Chada Migoy Chada V'Chada Migoy Chada. Combination of three Mishnayos Masechtes Vachem regarding V'kulan Emetamim Begadim Abeis Abliya Vim Olu LeYerdu. A Shinu Makom in the first Avodah of an Oila Sa'if, the Malika was done in the wrong place, even though the carbon is possible, it still removes the Is Nevela and the Emurim are not removed from the Mizbeach. The Gemara applies this Machlekes to the question of Oilas Bamas Yochad Shechnisa Shenifsala Olu Ma'o SheYerdu. If an Oilas Bamas Yachad was sacrificed on the Bama Gedoyla and became possible through Shinu Makom, but the Emurim already placed onto the Mizbeach, must the Emurim be removed from the Mizbeach or not? Rav Gidl's Amar Rav's halacha of Zrikas Pigul ena mitzim de me'ila b'kachikachim, they ne mebil de me'ila b'kachim kal. If during the actual Zrika the Kohen had a machsheves pigul, the Zrika has no effect regarding me'ila, and the Zrika does not remove the isim me'ila from the meat of kachikachim, and does not place the isim me'ila on the emurim of kachim kal.